A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said to Jesus, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Who will judge the Gentiles? This is an interesting question because the apostles are told that they will sit on thrones in heaven judging the 12 tribes of Israel, because they come from the 12 tribes of Israel. These are their people. They know them. But he says nothing here about who will judge the Gentiles. I think it's a provocative omission here, because the apostles don't know the Gentiles, don't know people who will come to faith later who are outside of the Jewish belief. And so it's not for them to judge these people. Who will judge them? Perhaps only God. Perhaps their own patriarchs. Who knows? But it's not given to the apostles. And it's not given, therefore, to the church today. It is not up to the church to judge whether Buddhists, Hindus can be saved. That has not been given to us. The most we can say is that with God all things are possible, and perhaps they will be saved, but we don't know. Certainly they are the last to come to the faith, but then at the end of this reading we hear the last shall be first. Perhaps the Buddhists will be the first to be saved. Who's to say?